KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and In the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them. On the Water and In the Air with your hosts Neil Jensen, Randy Aggermeyer, and Lynn Jurens.
Well, what do you know today?
We got a three stooge in here.
Yeah, we got a new stooge.
Well, I've been here before.
Randy's drunk. He's maybe should start joining us more often.
Yeah, he's here as much as Aggermeyer.
Oh, my. Well, this week, what any announcements? There's a steak feed. Well, let's find out. We got the Dakota Sportsman steak feed.
Oh, that should be coming up. I still have tickets for the Fargo-Moorhead boat raffle.
What?
I'm trying to sell. Yes, Fargo-Moorhead Walleyes to Sell has a boat raffle. I'm still trying to sell some.
You are.
God, if you want some, please call me. I could get up to selling two.
Oh, get on that.
Hit Ralph up last week.
Get on that, Jensen. Well, let's see here. I got a message from Zach Hunky. Would you please get the information out about the Dakota Sportsman Steak Feed coming up on October 19th at 5 p.m.? I know that used to be out at the Sunnyside.
It's not there anymore.
Okay.
They moved it a while ago.
So Zach said he would post today and let us know what he's got going on there. Give us some locations, those sort
used
of things.
To be
Sorry,
Legion.
Zach, I didn't. Hey, do we actually have a mic working? Am I coming through decent? Let's pull this up like this a little bit.
You just got to talk louder. I'm going to thing at the Legion Hall, so they probably still do.
And they tell us not to talk a lot. We can handle that.
We're good.
Did you say American Legion?
Used to be. Don't know if it still is.
Which American Legion? Esteline?
Yeah, the one. No, it's the Wallace American Legion Hall.
Wallace.
Show up at 4:30. If nobody's there, just keep waiting.
Just go to Wabe.
Yeah, then run down to Bradley. They might have moved it to the Bradley Legion Hall. You never know.
All right. Well, anything else, Neil, that's been going on in the walleye hunting world?
I got my auger ready.
You do?
You darn tootin'. I saw a pond that was a little skimmed over. My puddle out in front of my house.
Uh-oh. You are getting ready.
I'm ready.
Let's run over to the Glacial Lakes Walleyes Unlimited. And I keep up on their Facebook page. Cheryl, I believe, is the one.
Char.
Char is the one that's really, really hot and heavy with keeping us up to date on what's going on. And
she does a great job there.
Yes.
So.
Ralph Kitson's with us today to just chat about opportunities for those that love to fish and love to help with, those things that just need to get done.
Yep.
Ralph, tell us about some of the things that you guys here in the first year or two have picked up and I mean, talk about picking up. I actually have been picking up some litter, too.
Yep, that's true. Basically, we're in the newest chapter of the South Dakota Walleyes Unlimited. We went from about 4 members in January up to 136 members. So we're standing at 136 members. You know?
Oh, that is fantastic.
Some of the things that we have done this year is adopt two places out on Lake Ponset to clean up the Stone Bridge and North Alamos Beach there. So that's what we've been doing.
Okay, so I saw the Stone Bridge one. Yeah. What's the other one?
North Alamos, which
North
is
Alamos.
Just down east of Stone Bridge.
Okay. All right. Oh, yeah, that boat landing down there in the bay.
Yep. That's
the primitive boat landing.
Yep,
yes.
Exactly.
Okay. And I would guess with this many members, we're gonna hear more news about picking up other locations, about just going in, making sure these sites are in good shape. It never fails.
Yep.
It's not always the fishermen that's leaving it. It's the beer drinkers on the weekend, too.
Yep, that's true. That's true. Well, we're trying to get Rhett Russell in there from the Games Fish and Parks to talk about what projects that are coming up in, you know, the summer times. And Glacial Lakes wants to be part of those projects. So
sure.
Hopefully I can get him in around April time frame. So to tell us, here's what's happening. We need help here. So hopefully we can get some more.
I know there's been partnerships with putting some real nice docks in.
Yes.
Doing things with boat landings, not only just cleaning up like you've taken on, but there's a lot of other projects that can be done We work as partnerships with Game Fish and Parks.
Well, also, we have helped out in fish habitat.
Ah.
I don't know if you saw this, but there's...
I did it. Made the papers. Made the papers. I will...
That's too many rods. No. When you showed me the picture last week, I said, all I got to taste is too many rods to have.
So this was, this came out in August. I'll give a little... give a little picture to the Facebook listeners. Where did these go?
They went in front of the handicap dock out on, in Ponset there, off Highway 81.
For anybody listening, really all they did is took a 5-gallon bucket, filled it with cement, and stuck a bunch of PEX pipe off the top of it, so it kind of replicates a Christmas tree that Ralph said will never rot. It's actually a really great idea.
Yeah.
So that's one of our projects that we went on this, and we're looking for more next year. So
that won't even steal our shad wraps, will it?
No. Well, I'm not going to say that. However, there's some testing been done, and we haven't snagged any hooks yet. So,
well, show me where they are, and I'll show you how to get that done.
Well, you need to come ice fishing with me this winter, and I can show you exactly where they are.
That's problem.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really a great idea. Who came up with this plan?
Actually, when I went back last spring to visit my granddaughter back in Iowa, they were basically redoing Pleasant Creek Reservoir, which is just west of Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And the water was way down, and these were sticking in the water in about 3 or 4 feet deep.
Oh, what are they really?
And I have saw panfish. There was crappie swimming through those guys and bluegills and perch. Mm-hmm. And outside of these fish attractors, there was about a 20-inch walleye just cruising around. I said, well, if it could work here, it should work up in South Dakota.
I hope you took a picture. That's the last 20-inch walleye alive in Iowa. Yeah.
I wasn't going to say it. But we love it when they come up here and
bring their dollars and
enjoy our waters. We've got an Iowegian here. His name is Steve Ide that used to listen to us a lot. I don't know if he's caught enough... if he can't handle any more about my slack, but he's my mom's cousin, so I mean we're family. We can do a little bit of that. We can call him an Iowegian because he is an Iowegian.
Yeah. They can still get mad, and they're still family.
Yes, exactly.
I see Gary Spiker was just watching us. He's from down in that Iowa area.
Yep.
Yes.
In fact, Gary's going to be up here this month.
Is he really?
Yes.
Is he going to speak?
Yes. And basically his subject is... Confessions of a Tournament Walleye Wannabe.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know, Gary has been in 96 tournaments.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
Yeah. This year he was fishing MWC and also NWT as a co-angler.
Yeah. I saw that.
And he brought home money this year, so that's great.
Oh, my word, for the first time. Nice
He brought in money, other money in there. So
I've known him for a long time. So here we do. We're giving the Iowegians a hard time again, and they can handle it. They're good people.
Yeah. So
so is he? Where is this? Have we put a location on where
the meeting's going to be? Basically, right now, our meetings are at the Esteline American Legion Hall every third Thursday of the month. It's all starting at 7 o'clock, so this month will be October 18th.
Glacial Lakes Walleyes Unlimited, every third Thursday of the month at the Esteline American Legion. And don't be stopping at the other three on the way there.
And we're not joking. It actually is in the Esteline American Legion Hall, so please don't call and say, where is it really?
Or I'm going to get, a call from Donnie Zaff there, the guy that takes care of American Legion up there. So here's the flyer for it.
And we just got hot off the presses. That Dakota Sportsman Steak Fry is the 19th. Happy hour at 5, dinner at 6. And it is in the American Legion Club, Highway 212, Watertown. You can win a Winchester pump shotgun, Watertown bucks, women's jewelry, or if you're like myself, you can win absolutely nothing, but it's going to cost you $20.
And you get a steak.
So it's coming out winning.
So, man, alive, the word travel fast. Don Don slid that in here just after we talked about it. Is Don listening to our show?
He's the one.
He's
the one. No, he's the one.
He's the guy that listens.
Yep. Ralph, big increase in membership. That is fantastic to hear that. Tell us about the area that you're serving. I mean, where are these members coming from?
Basically, they range from Madison, Wisconsin, all the way up to Aberdeen.
Aberdeen is just outside of Ipswich.
Yep.
Albert lives there.
And basically, Gary's part of the Glacial Lakes Walleyes Unlimited. So, I've got people in Cedar Rapids, Iowa,
yes.
Minnesota. So it's encompassing a lot of people.
Yeah. For
that's a good point.
How much?
It's $25 a year.
$25 a year. Join in, everyone.
And, if you come to, you're from out of state and you fish here and you like the habitat, it's a great reason to join. It's the only reason I've joined the Fargo-Moorhead. A couple of them guys are pretty cool up there, but I remember Fargo-Moorhead walleyes just because I love fishing that area.
Right.
Same here. Yep. Same here.
And there's a lot to learn from each other when you're involved in these organizations. And there's some things that you know people have a passion for.
Yeah.
You can find someone to help you with that passion if it's good for the group. A few people will join you in with you and get some things done. Yep.
And Scotty Brewer, if you happen to be listening, you weren't one of the guys I was talking about.
He's got a radio show up there.
Guys.
Yeah. He and Edgar have a radio show up there, and every once in a while, Scott jumps in and actually likes to be our guest.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
We don't give him a hard time because he's from North Dakota.
No,
we don't go north. We always give the hard time to the south.
But he lives in Fargo, and that's honorary Minnesota, so really we could probably pile a little on him.
Well, Moorhead, Fargo-Moorhead club up there. So.
Oh, man, and that has been an active, strong, strong club. And when they put their when they put on their swap meet / rummage sale, we should do that. That's something that can – I have people all the time going, hey, Lynn, we should all get together and just trade or sell our stuff. And that would be
awesome.
That would be I believe they're still doing that up there, but that is a major league deal.
Okay.
Guys that did a lot of fishing in the past or still do, and they have too much stuff – people love to get their hands on.
Too much fishing stuff?
Too much.
No, I don't believe
that. It's been an addiction for some of those. They don't sometimes like to bring it out because they don't want their wives to know how much put in the boat.
Now, Char's watching us. I noticed that. And basically,
Char's right in the middle of it.
she gets a pass.
She joins in on the deal.
That's right.
Yeah. Stephen Peach's wife, too. She's probably right in the middle on those deals, too.
Char's counting the days to ice fishing. I got to say that. So, when she saw snow coming down yesterday, she says, all right, getting closer to ice fishing. Yes.
I was the only one outside jumping for joy yesterday morning. It's like snow.
Char and Brenda Peach, they jump right in on this addiction.
Yep. Well, that's a great deal. That Fargo-Moorhead Club, when Ralph started this, he kind of got a hold of them guys up there and went through some of their best practices, and that's why it's grown from 4 to 136. It's because of Ralph and Char.
Thank you. That's
absolutely the only reason.
It takes hard work. It's a lot of work. It's thank you, Ralph, because there's a lot of people that won't take this on. And
for many, many years.
There's been a lot of talk. Yeah. It's like forming a fishing league. Everybody wants to do it, but they don't want to run it.
Yep. So.
And thank you for, that's kind of grassroots stuff here, Ralph.
I appreciate the,
this really is grassroots stuff. Yep. This is unpaid stuff. I mean, you don't even get, a cocktail out of the deal. You got to buy your own cocktails. Yeah,
that's true.
Holy cow. I'm looking at his talking
points. Some of the things, yeah.
You know who's coming November 15th to the Esteline American Legion Club?
Who's that?
The one, the only, Dennis Kasubi, world-famous clam pro. I mean, in the ice fishing hierarchy, there's Dave Gens, and then it's Dennis Kasubi.
Yeah, so great guests you got lined up coming up.
So basically, Brad Jensen got him for us, you know, basically. So Dennis lives up around Big Stone, if I remember correctly. He might have moved further north.
He lives up at the other lake now.
Yeah, yeah. And
Travers.
Yeah, he moved, sold his place, moved to Lake Travers.
So we got him coming in. We got a fundraiser going on right now.
Do you?
Blast and Cast Raffle.
Yes.
So we're have a...
tell us a little bit more about Blast and Cast
Raffle. We have four firearms. We got a Remington 700 Mag Pull in a 6.5 Creedmoor. We got a Winchester SX4 12-gauge Camel. We have a Henry 22 in a octagon barrel.
That's octagon barrel for those of you that didn't quite get that.
That's some of my Michigan kit is coming out.
The octagonals up there.
Yeah, you got to speak Michigan every once in a while.
These are all off the cuff, everyone. He doesn't have these written down. So.
Yeah, then basically we also have a SIG P32 and a 9mm. Now our cast is a G Lumis rod.
Yeah.
Paired up with a Shimano CI4 a fishing reel. So you're talking about
nice
just
rig.
Those combinations. It's around $475 to $500 right there in that
combo, rod reel combo.
Yep. So.
Wow. Did you get that donated?
No, but I got a very good price, yes.
Good for you guys.
So,
who supplied the firearms? Where would they, if they
Brotherhood won? Arms, right all over right. here in Watertown, all and right. they're selling tickets for us.
Good.
And, oh, by the way,
I
got some tickets here, so.
Let's see one of those.
Okay.
We can't show our radio listeners, but we can sure, and there's a few that have been sold on this. Now, this is backwards. You know, because we've got the
put it on the other side of the screen.
here for you Norwegians.
There you go. Now it looks good.
Now, you see that?
I thought that was going to work. I guess it won't.
Oh, yes.
But yeah, Shields and Brotherhood Arms sponsoring that. That's a great deal.
Yep. Shields gave us a great, great price on the rod and reel, and Brotherhood Arms are giving a great, great. Deal on the firearms.
$20 a ticket, or you know what the better deal is? $6 for $100.
Yep.
$20 a ticket or $3 for $100, whichever you like.
Wow, we still got a chance at. Whoop, Neil Jensen?
Yes, I got one.
There we go.
That's the one I sold to Ralph. We traded tickets.
I see there's a Larson in here, a Jensen, a Nelson.
The S-O-N or S-E-N's are quite prevalent.
Kitson.
One thing about it, when I buy a ticket, that increases everyone else's odds by one.
Oh, boy. All right, 3 minutes left to go here. I don't normally look at the time, but hey. Ralph, other projects?
Ice fishing tournament.
Ice fishing tournament.
January 26th.
Okay.
8:00 start. And again, it's going to be at the Esteline. American Legion.
Fish in Lake Esteline?
No.
Oh, good.
Lake Ponson.
Fish in Sioux River?
Well, that's, believe it or not, that's connected to. I don't know.
So it'll be Lake held on Lake Ponson.
Yep. Basically, it's start time. Sign up. It's at 8:00 in the morning.
Perch and walleye?
We have two classifications, perch and walleye.
Yeah, perch. My buddy's been down there. Whoop! Don't be giving out any fishing reports.
Trust me, I was by there the other day in the rain and the cold.
Nice perch.
That's not a secret.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Okay. No. All right. Well, I'm not going to tell, but I'm not telling anyone about it.
You could have walked across Lake Ponson and not got your feet wet the other day.
No.
Pretty close. Definitely from the old Fish Haven over to Arlington Beach.
Isn't that amazing what that lake has done? We have not seen perch fishing like the last 5 years since I was a kid in the 70s. We had perch fishing in Ponset like that. I grew up 13 miles east of Esteline in Toronto, and that was one of our favorite lakes.
Yep, I can believe that. You know,
between the walleyes and the nice perch in the winter. But, you know, there was a lot of years Ponset took off.
Yep.
A lot of that was because of the health of the lake and no weed growth. And man, since that weed growth has come around, that lake has been very healthy. It's good stuff to
see. I agree on that.
So, You got a tournament coming up in January, an ice fishing tournament.
So. We're heading up to Lake of the Woods for a fishing trip up there, March 8th. So basically the club is heading up there. So
yeah.
There's still room.
Yeah. Get your heaters in your boats, boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going up to Arneson's Rocky Point up there. So
are you?
Yep.
Oh, what an awesome trip.
Yep.
What an awesome trip and to get lined up.
We got two programs going on there. One is the 3-day, two nights where people, you know, still have to work, can probably still make that. And the other one is 4 nights and 3 days. So
good, good. A lot of good fun.
Yep.
I have not kept track of who's been listening. I did see Spike made a comment here a little bit. Gary Spiker.
Yep.
Lucas Nichols, good morning to you, and good morning to everyone else that's been joining us. Top of the hour, guys. It's time for news. We want to thank Ralph for joining us, and we just want to quickly get out how we be. You know, who to get a hold of to become a member. I know Facebook's a great place to find you. Well,
basically, they can get on Facebook, and basically that's Glacial Lakes Walleyes Unlimited.
Yes.
Also, you can get on the South Dakota Walleyes Unlimited.
Website
okay. There. That's sdwalleyesunlimited.org.
Okay.
And basically there's a membership form. And just remember, when you signing up, circle the Glacial Lakes area there.
There you go. All righty. Another week of On the Water in the Air here out of Watertown, South Dakota, KSDR. We will send it over to Randy Grimes. Thank you.